Saint-Huil's director has been arrested for alleged financial crimes. Do you think that this is an indication that the Senegalese government is actually listening to the villagers who have complained about this for so long?
We don't know about the government of Senegal itself, but clearly there is an action by a court, by a judge, against this individual for money embezzlement. And this has been reported like this in Senegal for nearly $400,000, which is 186 million CFA. Thanks. So the court is taking action, and it is good news for Senegal and for the villagers who have been struggling with this land acquisition.
What does this mean for Saint-Huil and for their alleged projects in the Ndiaye region? Does that mean that things are stopping?
Yes. Talking to our contacts in the field, it seems that the activities in the project area have been scaled down. We don't know exactly what will be the consequences on the long run, but clearly the company is going through severe trouble with this new affair. It comes on the top of other problems which were linked to the opposition of the local population to the project. They have been protesting and opposing the project. And now there's this serious problem of management and finance. So it's clearly an indication that the project is in trouble. Will the investors be able to overcome this and continue to push for this project to be developed? We don't know. This is still to see in the coming weeks. But we really look forward to hearing from the company about their precise plans and action taken given what has just happened.